Last week we took a brief look at the five ocean-going ships run by the international, interdenominational Christian mission called Operation Mobilization, OM for short. They were the Logos, Doulos, Logos II, Logos Hope and Doulos Hope. However, there are five more ships that are crucial to know about as well. Friendship and Sonship. God's Word tells us that God wants to be our friend. It's an incredible thought that the omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, ever-present, God of the universe wants to know us personally and intimately. But it's true. Jesus told his disciples, "You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you." See John chapter 15 verses 14 to 15. When you become God's friend, you also become his son or child. The Apostle John records, "Yet to all who did receive him, Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God." See John chapter 1 verses 12 to 13. One of the key goals of the OM ship ministry is evangelism, or sharing the good news that it is possible to become a friend and child of God. Discipleship and Mentorship. Our spiritual journey doesn't end when we become a believer. In fact, it's only started. God wants us to grow in our faith to become mature disciples of Jesus. This is called the process of discipleship or mentorship. Jesus intentionally discipled or mentored 12 men who became his apostles, or missionaries, after his return to heaven. The Apostle Paul told the believers in Corinth, Greece, that they were still infants in Christ, being fed milk instead of solid food. See 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1-2. The writer of Hebrews, maybe Paul, continued this thought: you need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. See Hebrews chapter 5 verses 12-14. Another key goal of the OM ship ministry is discipleship. This happens in the lives of the international crew members and by providing teaching and training conferences on board for believers in each port. Leadership. The discipleship process results in a new generation of leaders being raised up. The Apostle Paul was inspired to write that the reason God gives the gifts of being an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor or teacher is to equip his people for works of service. See Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11-13. This means that every believer should have a ministry, not just the person behind the pulpit. This also means that every believer should become a leader in their area of gifting. Paul instructs his younger colleague, Timothy, to take what he has learned and entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2. This one verse refers to four spiritual generations. Christian teaching is passed on from Paul to Timothy to reliable people to others. This results in spiritual multiplication and the rapid increase in the number of believers. The development of leaders is another key goal of the OM ship ministry. After their training on board, thousands of young adults have returned to their homes as young ministry leaders. Many others have felt God's call to serve as a cross-cultural missionary in a country where one of the ships has visited. There you have it. Five ocean-going mission ships focused on five life-changing biblical ships. Next week, I'll share some of the highlights from the 2 years that my wife and I spent on the high seas. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor and missionary.